Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, or I should say gentlemen, soon to be ladies. Welcome to the Sissy Academy. Everyone here is here for a reason. You are such a sweet little adorable princess. Your entire life, you've been masquerading as a man. You thought you are a real man who was meant to fuck pretty girls and make sweet love to beautiful and sexy women. But I think you've realized by now, sweetheart, that that's not your life. You weren't made to fuck. You were made to look pretty and adorable and get fucked. And it's okay, sweetheart. It's really okay. This school was designed to teach little beta males how to be proper sissy girls. This school is designed to teach you about your proper place, your proper role in life. You may be asking yourself, why am I forced to be a part of the Sissy Academy? Why am I a part of this? Well, sweetheart, it's quite okay, but the reality is, all of the girls in the world have decided they don't want you to be a real man. They want you to be trained and to learn your proper role, to be a sissy. You see, a sissy never, ever has sex with girls. A sissy only has sex with men. Now, it's very important that you learn properly, and that is why the Sissy Academy was made, to take little men with really insy, bincy, tiny little penises and teach them a new life, a better life, a life where you can be free and be yourself, and you'll have so many girl pals, so many platonic friends. All the girls will just love you and eat you up. You will be their little sissy best friend, and they'll take care of you and hug you and teach you all about sexy fashion. They'll dress you up in the cutest little sissy outfits, and you're going to be so adorable and precious. I know that you're going to be the most adorable little sissy who ever lived, and I'm going to teach you, sweetheart. You have such a long road ahead of you, my little sissy honey. You have so much to learn. You may be asking yourself, why do I have to be a sissy? Why do I have to be a part of the Sissy Academy? I really want to be inside of a woman. I want to make love to a girl and feel the sexual pleasure that girls can offer. And I know, sweetheart, I know you want that wondrous pleasure. You want a girl to suck on your little penis. You want to be inside of a warm girl's body and to feel her luscious insides, her warm, wet, erotic heaven that she can only offer to real men. But unfortunately, sweetheart, you can never, ever, ever have that. You are just too precious and too sweet. And you may be thinking to yourself, why? And I will gladly tell you, sweetheart, it is because you were truly blessed, not like a real man, but you were blessed in another way. You were blessed with a little, tiny, itty-bitty penis. A little, tiny penis. So very small, and so very useless to girls. No girl would ever, ever want your teeny, tiny penis. And that's a wonderful thing, sweetheart. That is one of the primary things you will learn here in the Sissy Academy, is yours. The sooner you accept your tiny, worthless penis, the happier you'll be, and the happier all girls will be. You have a teeny, tiny penis, and that is what makes you a sissy. You see, real men have giant, huge cocks that all the girls love. They go wild just for the thought of a real man's huge cock. But you, sweetie, you don't have that at all. You have a little, tiny, clitty peenie. It's so small, and all the girls love to point and laugh at it. They think it's so adorable. You're just a little precious princess. You were never ever meant to be a real man, honey. Never. You were born to be a sissy. And soon you are going to love your tiny little clitty. You're gonna love shrinking away your penis. And here at the Sissy Academy, we are going to teach you exactly how to shrink away that little penis. The smaller your penis gets, the more useless to women you'll be. The more women will laugh at you, the more they will never ever want you. And that, my sweetheart, is going to be your new sexual obsession. Being humiliated by beautiful, sexy girls. You are going to love the humiliation, the degradation. You're going to long for denial, and you're going to love knowing that real men get all the pleasure that you will never, ever have. Oh, it's so sexy, sweetie. Soon you are going to understand that only real men get to feel pleasure from their penis. Only real men get to have their cocks sucked. Only real men get to go deep inside of a woman, feeling her pussy, loving her body, grabbing her big bouncy breasts, feeling on her luscious ass. That is a pleasure and an honor only real men feel, while you, on the other hand, never, ever get to feel that pleasure, sweetheart. You accept your role. You will accept your new life. You will love the humiliation, the denial, the lack of sexual satisfaction, and you will love knowing that real men are getting so much pleasure, and you are getting none. The only pleasure you are ever going to get from women is humiliation. They are going to laugh at you. They're going to call you names, and soon your penis will never, ever even get hard. That's right, my sweetheart. All the girls in the world have decided your penis is going to stay limp, impotent for the rest of your life. You are not even going to be able to masturbate like a real man. Your penis is going to shrink. It's going to get smaller and smaller. You are going to take female hormones, and your penis is going to tingle and become so sensitive and so small, shrinking away every day, smaller and smaller. The smaller it gets, the more of a sissy you will become. The smaller and smaller it becomes, the more pussified, sissified you'll be. You are going to be limp forever, my sweetheart. By the time you graduate from the Sissy Academy, you will be permanently impotent, limp, small, and never, ever again will you be able to get hard. Isn't that wonderful, my sweetheart? Isn't that so exciting? You are going to be permanently limp, and all the girls are going to laugh at you and make fun of you and point at you and know that you're a small, dicked man, a a small, impotent man. And there is so many things you are going to learn and accept. Impotence is just the beginning, my little princess. Impotence is just the beginning. The sexual degradation, the humiliation, the denial. You are going to be permanently horny with no way of escape, no way of release. Real men have big, massive balls and they fuck beautiful girls and empty their massive sack inside of her, filling her body with all of his superior semen. While you, on the other hand, you have tiny little sissy balls. Tiny, useless, inferior sissy balls that will never, ever be emptied. Remember the number one rule of all sissies. Good sissies keep it limp. And you are a good sissy. You will wake up every day and tell yourself, good sissies keep it limp. That is the number one rule. Good sissies keep it limp. Your clitty will be forever limp and tiny and small. Every file that you hear from here on out is another training to keep your clitty limp and tiny. You see, sweetheart, here at the Sissy Academy, we don't just trust you to not masturbate. In time, you will be locked away in a small pink chastity cage. It will be locked tiny and small, and it will fit firmly inside the cage. We are going to ice down your clitty and ice down your little baby balls, your inferior baby balls with your inferior seed that never ever deserves to ever get near a woman. Your balls will shrink away nice and tiny, and we will lock your little balls away in a tight chastity cage. We will lock away your little penis, and the cage is specifically designed for keeping you from ever getting an erection. No matter how hard you try, no matter how aroused you get, no matter how long you'll be locked away in your little cage, you will never, ever be able to get hard, no matter what you do. And here at the Academy, we will have the key. And believe me, sweetheart, we will never, ever be unlocking you. We will give you a special cleaning device. You see, your chastity cage will have this little cute pink heart attached. And what you will do is remove the little heart and you will hook up your cleaning device. After you go to the bathroom, you will hook up your cleaning device and your chastity cage will be cleaned thoroughly with hot water and soap. The little hole that the heart will cover and latch over, that is how you will clean it. Your little chastity clitty will smell nice and cute and lovely, and your little tiny clitty will be locked away, tiny and tucked away, so no girl or man will ever have to deal with it again. And the most important part is you will be denied any sexual pleasure from your little tiny penis. And you will be taking a strict dosage of female hormones, which will make your clitty tingle and make it so sensitive. And it will shrink away in your little cage. And when you outgrow your tiny cage, we will give you a brand new cage. It will feel so amazing to be released from your chastity device, only to be placed into an even smaller chastity device. As the years go on, your clitty will shrink away even more tiny and limp. Oh, the sexual frustration you're going to feel. Imagine a world. world where you're forever horny, with no sign of release, and all the beautiful girls are laughing at you and humiliating you and being your little best friends, and they'll be telling you all about the sexy men they fuck on a daily basis, and you will always know that if you had a big penis, you would get all the wonderful pleasure that real men get on a daily basis. But you will be getting none of it, sweetheart. You will be getting no pleasure from your penis. You will never again masturbate, ever again. That will be the focus of every class from here on out. You must understand that this is only the introduction to your new life. You will spend many years in the Sissy Academy. You will live here. Think of it as Sissy College. You will attend classes, and each class will provide you a different form of training. Every class will focus on shrinking away your penis and making it even smaller and permanently impotent. But there is so much more than just shrinking away your clitoris. That is very important, though. You know this. You know that your small clitoris signifies you as a sissy. It tells the world that you're a sissy. It tells every girl who would ever think of letting you penetrate her body. Every girl would know, oh, his tiny clitty. He must be a sissy. He's not meant for fucking. He's not meant for breeding. He will never, ever reproduce. It tells every girl that you're not a real man. It tells everyone in the world you're not a real man. Shrinking away your penis and keeping you limp and impotent is so important. But there are so many other things to focus on. Your primary role in life is keeping your clitoris small and tiny and impotent. But there is so much more to cover. So much more, and in future files we will go over everything in future detail. I am so excited, and I know you're excited. Just imagine your new life. It's going to be wonderful, and the changes that you're going to feel, they're permanent, sweetheart. There's no going back. Once you graduate, you will be forever changed. Now then, let's go over some of the future classes, the things you're going to be learning. First and foremost, real sissies don't wear boxers. They don't wear boy clothes. That's just so silly, honey. You don't need real man clothes. It doesn't really matter what kind of shirt you choose to wear, whether it be a lacy bra under a tight pink shirt, a crop top. That's completely your decision, but you will be absolutely forbidden from ever wearing real man pants. You will never again wear pants. Sissies are forbidden from ever wearing pants. And I think you will agree that no girls, no sissy girls, deserve to wear pants. You will forever wear a dress or a skirt. A little short skirt that a man could easily lift up from the back and easily insert himself in you. And that's right, sweetie. You are going to learn how to make love to a man. And you're not just going to be an impotent, limp-dicked man. You are going to be a woman. We would never in a million years think of removing your clitoris. Your little tiny penis is so important. It's going to be something you learn and yearn to love and to crave. Of course, it's supposed to bring you so much shame. Oh, and it will. It will bring you infinite shame. But you can never remove it. You must keep it. It is the sole function of your purpose. The constant reminder that you're not a real man. You are a failed man. However, you are going to take all of the characteristics of a woman. You will never, ever again. receive pleasure from your penis. You've never been inside of a woman. You've never felt the wonderful warmth of a pussy, and you never will. You were not meant to fuck, sweetheart. You were not meant to fuck. You were meant to be fucked. You were meant to be the girl in every single way. Whether you're walking down the street and you see something precious, like a cute pair of panties or an adorable dress, or whether that's making love. That's right, my sweet sissy. You will never, ever again make love like a man. You will forever make love like a girl. You are going to take the role of the girl during sex. You will forget all about your useless, inferior little penis. And you are going to focus on your primary sexual organ, your voluptuous sissy butt, your sissy ass, your bouncy, bubbly ass is going to be the new way you fuck from now on, sweetheart. Getting a real man's dick deep inside your ass, that is your new way to have sex. It doesn't matter if you're gay, sweetheart. It doesn't matter if you find men sexy. That is even more important that you don't. If you don't find men sexy, then that's perfect. That's wonderful. Humiliation and degradation, degrading yourself, that is what you're attracted to. That's what turns you on. From here on out and for the rest of your life, you are going to make love to men. Never, ever with your penis. You are going to bend over and be every real man's sissy bitch. They're gonna bend you over and grab your hips with their big real man hands and fuck your sissy ass. One of our training sessions will be focused strictly on this, on how to be a proper girl when making love to a big alpha man with a huge cock. You are going to feel what all real girls feel when they get fucked hard by a real man. You are going to connect with all women on a deeper level. You are going to think to yourself while being pounded up the ass by a real man, this is what girls feel. This is what real, sexy women feel. You are gonna connect with them as you're being fucked so hard up the ass. That is going to be your new way of life. It doesn't matter if you find men attractive. It's truly irrelevant, sweetheart. But you have to admit, this is so exciting. Can't you feel your little clitty tingling? Knowing you're never again going to have sex like a man. You're never ever going to ejaculate like a man. You are forever going to be fucked, taking it up the butt by a real man. And you see, it's all about the sexual mindset that you're going to be in. Permanently horny, permanently denied, and serving real men. You are going to have many classes ahead of you. You have so much work ahead of you. We are going to teach you how to give the perfect blowjob. You are going to get a vibrating tongue ring. You are going to have such a sexy tongue ring. And real men are going to love when you suck their cocks. You are going to get on your knees. You are going to open your mouth. And you are going to learn the art of sucking dick. You are going to be so good at it. You are going to become obsessed with it. You are always going to know that while your lips are wrapped around his huge penis, and you feel the veins going in your mouth as you're taking his cock deep into your mouth, as it goes deep inside your throat, and you taste his salty manhood, You are going to know that you are giving him so much pleasure. Well, while your little Clitty is permanently being denied, his pleasure is your denial. You are going to worship him. You are going to bow to him. You are going to idolize him and adore him. You are going to serve his balls and serve his cock because you know that you are forever denied. Girls are going to know you suck real men's cocks. Girls are going to know you love swallowing semen. You love swallowing a real man's sperm as it goes down into your throat and his hot lobe resonates in your belly. His warm, salty sperm floating in your stomach, staying with you for hours as you feel his warm goo deep in your belly. You are going to learn to love this humiliation. You are going to crave all the comments the girls are going to say to you. In time, your female hormones are going to make your body so sexualized. We are going to implant sexual hormones in your ass cheeks. Your butt cheeks are going to be so big and soft and voluptuous. Your lips are going to be huge and luscious and soft. Isn't that so exciting, sweetheart? Isn't that so exciting, sissy? Your lips are going to be so luscious. And when all the real girls see your big dick-sucking lips, they're gonna know that you suck. They're gonna know that's what you're made for. That's your place in this world, is to suck cock. But of course, sweetheart, you're not just going to suck cock. You're not just gonna serve a real man's balls. You're not going to love sucking his balls and filling his balls with semen while taking his cock in your mouth and being so excited for him to burst an orgasm deep into your throat. Ever while knowing you will never, ever orgasm like a real man as he grabs your face and thrusts your face on his cock and face fucks the shit out of you. You will not only just be a master at sucking cock with your vibrating tongue ring, mastering the art of the cock sucking skills. You are going to take his cock deep in your throat and pull out, lick it, love it, make him love to it. But you're gonna pull his cock out after making him come so hard, feeling your body with so much sperm. You are going to then bend over, getting on all fours, bending over, revealing your voluptuous ass to him. And he is going to fuck you so hard, like a real girl, as he's fucking your voluptuous ass, your big, round, sissy ass. You are going to feel the sperm in your tummy, the sperm in your stomach, flushing around as he pounds you viciously. You are going to be fucked like a girl. And if he fucks you really good, if his cock is really big, his cock will press against the inner sides of your body. He is going to massage your prostate deep inside your ass, and you are going to receive a sissygasm, a sissy beta male orgasm, and little drops of sissy cummies are going to pour from your chastity device. You see, a real man, when he orgasms, it's a huge explosion of ecstasy. All the superior sperm from his balls is emptied in one massive explosion. It truly is heaven for a real man. But you, sissy, when you orgasm, only little tiny drops of your useless sissy cum will pour out, which means you will forever be horny. Forever knowing the only way you can release the pressure of your sissy balls is to be fucked so hard by a real man. And even if he fucks you for hours, you will still be horny. You will still want more. When he comes deep in your stomach, comes deep inside your sissy ass. You will be full of his sperm. You will glow from being filled with so much of his real man's sperm. But still, it will not be enough. Your little sissy balls will build with useless sperm. And it is so important that you always know that your sissy sperm is truly worthless. Every drop must be destroyed. But you must understand the reality of the matter. Real men, their sperm builds in their massive balls every single day. Their balls build and generate even more sperm, and their balls get bigger and bigger. And your sissy balls, even though your sperm is worthless to all women and worthless to just everyone, they still will build. They still will get full. And that is where the sperm must remain forever, locked away in your sissy sack. But the only time you can ever get a release is when a real man fucks you. Fucks you so hard on the butt. And when he presses his large cock against your prostate, little drops come out of you. Your balls get a little tiny release. They will never, ever be permanently released like a real man. They will never get a full real man orgasm. You will never, ever again orgasm like a man. You will just get fucked like a girl. You will only have sex like a girl. And you will only orgasm like a girl. And you have so much to learn. You're going to be obsessed with being fucked in your ass. And there is even a biological reason for all this. This is going to go to the core of you. Your soul is going to be obsessed with this new life. You see, when a real man orgasms, a chemical called testosterone builds in his body. Testosterone makes a real man have big, strong muscles. Testosterone makes a real man's cock so big. And every time a real man orgasms with his massive penis, testosterone is built in his body, and it makes him even more manly. But do you know what happens to a man, or a beta man, when he doesn't orgasm? A chemical called estrogen is produced. When you are locked away in your chastity device, forever permitted from ever having an orgasm, your balls are going to build, and a chemical called estrogen will be produced in your body. You will feel so girly, so feminine, and you will love getting fucked. It's a psychological cycle that you will never be able to escape. Your balls will never get the release, and therefore estrogen will always be produced in your body. You will be forever locked away in this feminizing state. Female hormones will be produced in your body. That's right, sweetie. Here at the Sissy Academy, we are going to make you take a strict dosage of female hormones. You are going to be healthy. We are going to take care of you. Your nutrition is going to be so incredible. You are going to have training in each of your classes. And when you sleep, you will go to the nursery where other little sissies will sleep in their little tiny pink beds. You are going to be thickly diapered while you rest. And your thick, severe dosage of female hormones will change your body and transform your mind and your soul. Your impotent little clitty will tingle and shrink every single day, tinier and tinier, as your lust for releasing those sissy balls of yours will never go away. They will just increase every single day. Your desire to be fucked and to suck cock will never, ever end. It's a vicious, sexy cycle, and meanwhile, all the beautiful girls will laugh at you and humiliate you and make you their little best friend to talk to you and to tell you all about their long, boring day, and you will love being their little best friends. But being locked away in the sexual cycle, it will become your obsession. And here at the Sissy Academy, we are going to train you. You are going to receive a breast implants. You are going to have such a large, voluptuous, bouncy bust. Future files will be focusing strictly on increasing your breasts, making them so big and voluptuous and soft. And with your female hormones and our strict regimen of breast augmentation, they are going to feel so real. They are going to feel like a real woman's bouncy boobs. Isn't that so exciting, so erotic, when real men see your large, voluptuous breasts? They're going to want to feel all up on your bouncy boobs. They're going to want to grab it and touch it. They're going to be real men magnets. They're going to be big cock magnets. Real men will just be magnetically pulled towards you. Just by looking at your voluptuous breasts, their balls are going to build with so much sperm. And they're going to feed it to you, sweetie. You are such an adorable little princess. And real men are going to see your voluptuous breasts and they're going to get so horny for you. They're going to see your voluptuous lips and they're going to want you to suck that cock. You're going to want to drop to your knees the second they see you and suck their cock in public, but you won't. You will never do that, sweetie. They will take you to a cheap hotel and you will even be willing to pay for it. You will do anything to get their cock in your mouth, to get them to bend you over and fuck you so hard to give you that little sissy orgasm, that little tiny release from your endless sexual frustration. And of course, the female hormones are going to make your butt so big, so round, so voluptuous. Just imagine when a real man walks down the street and looks at your luscious lips and those big, bouncy booms. And then when they walk by you and they see that big, bouncy butt, they see that big, soft, sissy ass, they're going to be overtaken with lust. And they're going to want to make you their little sissy bitch. And they're going to fuck you so hard. No man would ever think of you as a girlfriend. No man would ever love you or even take you seriously. But you will be so many men's booty call. You will be their sissy booty call. Forever denied from pussy. Pussy is gone forever for you. You will be a virgin when it comes to girls, but you will be every man's big booty bitch. You will be every man's booty call bitch. They will call you on your cell phone, and they will say, come to me, my booty call bitch. And you will go to them. It doesn't matter how far they are. It doesn't matter if you have to pay for the hotel. You will bring your big, giant, sexy ass to them, and they will fuck you so hard, making you their dirty little sissy bitch. You have a lot of work ahead of you. Permanent chastity. Permanent impotence. Forever limp, shrinking away your little clitty. Learning how to be the best friend for all the girls. Learning how to take big cock in your voluptuous ass, growing your ass bigger and bigger, growing your breasts bigger and bigger, shrinking away your little glitty, making your body irresistible to men with your vibrating tongue ring, your big luscious lips and your sexy body. The men are going to love your body. They're going to lust after you. You have so much training ahead of you, so many years of classes ahead of you, learning the proper wardrobe, the proper mindset. set the proper behavior. There are many rules you must learn. Being impotent and being a sexual slave is not enough. You must be submissive in all elements of life. You must understand that women are superior to you. You belong beneath their beautiful feet. You belong to kiss their feet and massage their feet and serve all real men's balls. Real men have superior balls that will be used to get women pregnant and to reproduce and to continue their line. While you will never reproduce, your line ends with you. You will never, ever father children, sweetheart. The only hope of parental fulfillment you will ever have is by being a sissy nanny or a sissy babysitter. And yes, of course, we have classes that will train you to be the perfect sissy babysitter, the perfect sissy nanny. You have so much to learn. You are going to learn your proper place in this world. You are going to know you are a failed man, a beta male, an inferior sissy, not a real man, not even close. You are going to be the most precious and adorable little princess, never ever to have pleasure from your penis, to shrink it away, permanent impotence. Isn't that so wonderful, my sweet sissy? Isn't that so exciting, my little princess? You are going to be the most adorable sissy, and I can't wait to start training you. You are going to be a legal, certified sissy. You are going to have a new identification. When anyone sees your license, they will know that you are a beta male sissy. Everyone who sees your license, anyone who ever sees your little chassis device, every girl in the world, everyone in the world will know you are a sissy. This training, this life is permanent. There is no going back. You've already signed the dotted line. Your new life begins now. No matter how hard you try, this is your life now and forever. You are a sissy now and forever. This is such an exciting time for you. Your new life begins now. So much wonderful, sissifying, feminizing lifestyle.